for we have been examining our mission. In the first service, we started looking at what to do in the meeting, particularly towards parish meeting. We looked at what to do in the meeting. We continue from there. We said there are different kinds of meetings. We said number one, there are evangelistic meetings, where you reach out to the unsaved. So the pastor, and what the Holy Spirit, you will ask them, what is this about? Evangelistic. When we reach out to the Lord. An example of that in Acts 2, 14, Peter lifted up his voice at 11, and began to share the gospel. Starting in gospel verse 42, 41, 3,000 had received the gospel. That is evangelistic. Acts 8, 5, Philip went down to Samaria to preach. Now what makes the meeting different is the content of the message and the kind of ministry that goes on. The content of the message. So the content of the message was for people to be saved. Hallelujah. You know, there are people that don't get out of the evangelistic services. So almost every time they preach, they want to make the believer saved again. So that's why they can give altar call, altar call, altar call. And they will always be finding something you don't have. I answered 7 altar calls in 1 month. Until I said, enough. Even if an animal, you have killed you at the altar too. You know? So evangelistic meetings are meant for the unsaved. Okay? A church service must not be an evangelistic service. Even though it can have an evangelistic flavor to it. Somebody asked me, why don't we give altar calls in our service? I said, because we encourage people to minister the gospel to people first before they invite them to church. So how would you come to a church as an unbeliever? Don't worry, you'll be saved. Let me do this. Something's wrong with that. You have to do that one day. Praise God. So, evangelistic service, and we said there's a teaching service. Verse 42, Acts 2, they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. A teaching service. And we said a typical church service on a Sunday should be a teaching service. A teaching service. Where the word is taught. We look at the example of Paul in Acts 20, from verse 5 to 6 and 7, when Jesus died in the church. Or in active service. I didn't mean in active service. In active service. You know what I mean? He was inactive because he was listening. In active service. So I am active. He died. He was raised from the dead. The third day. Sorry. Before he goes to. Sorry because he. And then Paul continued teaching from evening till the next day. Praise God. Don't say that's church. Don't say that's church. Now, three, we said there's also a prayer service where all you want to do is pray. If you have a prayer, Brother Higgins said this in his book, Transforming Persons, that if you want to hold a prayer service, it means that 80% or more of what you do is pray. You pray. You don't start it. You don't have a prayer service, and then you'll be singing. Good morning, Jesus, in the afternoon. No, you pray. A prayer service. Also, we can have a healing service where we preach and teach so that the sick receive healing. That one can have believers and non-believers. We look at Acts 9. Peter with Aeneas. We also said we can have a Holy Ghost service. A Holy Ghost meeting. And you know, let me say this, and this is without apologies, that there's a way we Africanize things. We Africans. People assume that a Holy Ghost meeting
is where the man of God comes up, or believers, then he comes up, then he begins to prophesy over our lives. This week is your week. Anybody coming against you, the Lord is coming against you. That's the Holy Ghost service. No. In a Holy Ghost service, the most the pastor does is to conduct the service. All the believers are active in the service. In other words, the role of the pastor in the Holy Ghost meeting is to just give instructions in the Holy Ghost meeting. But everyone is active. And we saw that example in 1 Corinthians 14:26. But before we go there, let's see something. Psalm 127 verse 1, I quoted that earlier. Except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build it. You see here it is very well. If we want to see the greater glory and demonstrations in our services, let's learn to stick to the purpose of the meeting. If you call for a prayer service, stick to it. What's the service about? I must be able to conclude or be a part of a service, a church meeting, and then tell you this is the kind of meeting it was. Not I'm confused. And so like I said in the first service, many people conduct their church services like evangelistic meetings. So the believer always lives like there's something he needs. In fact, someone told me, he said, a good sermon is the one that convicts you of sin. Eh? I said, scripture and verse. He went to Isaiah. See how many thousands of years you went. He said, no. A good sermon does not reveal sin. A good sermon reveals Jesus. And when you see Jesus, you see righteousness. You see that you are accepted. Praise God. When I was a younger preacher, that was how I was trained. You just frown. When you have to preach, you just frown your face. When you are going to heaven. Shall we pray? That's a hot summer. Then you begin to lie. Speak from your throne, O God. This is your yeah, throne. Are you not the one that studied it? Speak from your throne. Let us have a question. An answer. Before we go into the sermon, I want us to humble ourselves. God is about to touch you in areas of your life. You are frowning. People are already crying before they are hot. Naaman was the captain of the host of Syria, but brethren, where is the boy? And you are saying that sisters are already crying. No, sisters are very anointed. Oh, I said, take me back, dear Lord, to the place. The fact that where I first believed, they have changed the building. I can't even go there again. Where I first believed. Brethren, with all you have done, you are in the usher, or you are an usher, whatever. You're a teacher, you're a choir. And it should come today! And you will miss it, brethren. Do you know that most of those who preach those sermons, they never tell us that they will miss it? It's your name in the book of life. They won't tell you my own name is there. So they are also expecting. The book of life, I told you, you can buy it on Amazon. Hallelujah. How you are in Christ and looking for a book of life? Encyclopedia. Where are we? How did I get here? Help me out. So you think, you know, that service, then they say, the Holy Spirit moved though. Ah, you know, like, we're all crying. And the Holy Spirit moved. Come and see God's power. Everybody was broken into pieces. Do you know, after you now leave that step, you know there will be a feeling that you are broken until you do something wrong. So it was just a feeling. I'm sanctified. I went to the service and we did sanctification service. So we're praying for sanctification. I prayed to a point. I now said, this thing is moving me. It's not moving me. I just started moving myself. After I said, yes! Yes! It's not, I said, you know, be living like, yes. Sanctify. 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 We change things until one thought comes into you and says, hey! Sanctification has spoiled. And what the world says, I don't have to feel sanctified. I know I am sanctified. Feel there's some mornings you wake up, if you lie here, and you don't feel saved. You want to lie? I'm your pastor. Me, this morning, I didn't feel saved. This morning, I didn't feel saved. You know what I mean? I'm not even feeling saved. Do you feel like I am saved? Hallelujah. Are you still there? So you see, we need to know how to attend these meetings. Like I said, if we allow the purpose of scripture, you know, I said in the first service, someone asked me, is it right to teach people in the service how to make soap? No entrepreneurship, they call it entrepreneurship, to make soap. I told the pastor, I said, you're teaching them how to make soap. Is that what your own children are learning? Your own children in America, you are teaching us how to make soap. He said, Shekou, you're a rascal. I said, is that how to make soap? Who is serious businessman? Give his business by going to church. Mention their name. It's just church growth strategy. Anyway, it's not wrong. It's not a sin. What did he say, sir? But the point is it scripture? What would you call, is it a soap making service? Is it evangelistic? Is it teaching? Is it prayer? Is it Holy Ghost? Is it healing? Where do we put it? For all purpose, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So I stick to purpose, and I stick to the plan. What's God's plan for His meetings? We pray, we reach the unsaved, we teach, amen, we heal the sick, and we allow the demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. We must always stick to the purpose. Praise God. Are you still out there? Alright, follow this. So, here is Philip. He goes down to Samaria and he preaches Christ. He talks to the prophet. Did you notice that all the evangelistic sermons in the book of Acts, none of them mention people's sins? You think a real sermon is? It's somebody with cold beer. Not a cold one, and he has cigarettes. Well lit. And then say, good morning. Have you heard about hair fire? This fire in your hand is small. It's not even a type of shadow. In comparison, you know, these people preached to folks who obviously had a lot of moral failure and never mentioned it. Stick to the purpose. Every time you preach sin and not Christ, you will have remorse and not repentance. Every time you preach sin and not Christ, people will cry, but it's not salvation. You can cry and say, Lord, 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 and you are not saved. You can have remorse. You can cry. But salvation is faith that your sins are forgiven. Salvation is not to feel sorry for your sins. Feeling sorry for your sins is actually unbelief. Salvation is God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, and not imputing their trespasses, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. That's the class of salvation. Salvation is Your sins are forgiven. That's salvation. Salvation is he made him sin for us who knew no sin. So always stick to the purpose. Or else you will find, look at this. How many of us got saved as children? Forceful salvation. Come out here! Mother, you come out! Oh yeah! Go for that! Go! I go for what I call it. I believe. Hallelujah. That's why when you hear someone do a sermon, and the sermon talks about Obama, Osama, then talks about Bill Gates, they say, if you want to give your life to Christ, with what? There was no message to be saved from. So it's Christ that brings salvation. So if you want to see the glory of God, as you go out to reach the unseen, preach Christ. Stick with the plan. So they stick with the plan. Stick with the plan. So if we stick to the plan, we'll see the glory of God. So Philip is an example of someone who held an evangelistic service. We have Paul, Acts 20, we can see it. Acts 20, Paul the apostle. He taught, we saw it in the morning, he taught from verse 7, he taught from the evening till the next morning. So a teaching service is not an exhortation. A teaching service is a deliberate attempt to educate. And you will spend quality time. It's funny. When I was in law school, I didn't like it, but we had to be in class from morning till evening. I actually didn't like it. That's the truth. But that was education. Then you come to church and you think it's wrong. Who says? You're talking about eternal truth. We must spend time. So you have Paul. He taught exhaustively. That's a church service. To teach. Where is it? To teach. Believers are not afraid to be taught. That's why the book of Acts has the word disciples. The third one is prayer. We said prayer meetings. You have Acts 12:5 and Acts 4:23 and 24. They prayed. Acts 4:23-24 and then Acts 12:5. Now quickly look at 1 Corinthians 11. Are you learning something? Are you learning something? Are you learning something? Amen. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Everyone raise one hand. Say this. Say, I will gather crowds to hear Jesus from my lips. The next few years, people will come to me to know Jesus from everywhere. Oh yeah, say the next few years, 2 years precisely, my mouth will be a voice for the gospel in more than one nation. Oh yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Say it again. My mouth will be the voice of the gospel in more than one nation. Glory to God. Amen. Let's get back to ourselves. Okay. 1 Corinthians 11 and 17. 1 Corinthians 11 and 17. Glory to Jesus. Yep, yep. Now in this body saying, I declare unto you, I praise you not, when you come together, not for the better, but for the worse. Not for the better. In other words, we ought to come together for what? The better. To get better. Sometimes when people say, this program is going to be powerful. If you have sickness, you'll be healed. If you have this one, then I'm wondering, I don't have anything you're talking about. But you know something? You don't have to be sick to be blessed in a meeting. You don't have to have a problem. You can just get better. Hallelujah. You can just get better. Sometimes for some of us, it's much more insight into the world. Much more clarity. Sometimes we're just encouraged more and more. Sometimes what we get out of a meeting is to be more consecrated to God's purpose and plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall we get better? Paul says you didn't come together to get better, but to get worse. The word better is from the word kreton. K-R-E-I-T-T-O-N. It actually means better. It is used in comparison. In Philippians 1:23, Paul says, for me to abide, to be with Christ is far better. Far better. It's a comparison. In other words, when you come to a church service, you must be better afterwards than you came. That is in comparison to what you came, how you came. And you know, today, people don't even know what it means to be blessed. How was the service? Ah, I was blessed. What was taught? They just said Jesus is good. You see? Some guys don't know the difference between getting blessed and taking a cold drink in a hot sun. Getting blessed means I'll lay my hands on something that improved me as a believer. You come together to get better. And we said that in the first service. Let's just go over that. That the reasons why people do not participate in Christian meetings, number one, we said, sin consciousness. He thinks he cannot minister to others. The very first time I was given a sermon to preach, it's about 27 years ago. I was given a sermon to preach. I dribbled them. They said, Monica, you are preaching today. Huh? Say, and you are. You know, and I went there. And the sermon, there was one sermon that I've been preparing for weeks. And it was just, I think, they gave me 5 minutes. So I got, brethren, I first of all went for a book of, in the psalm. That is so long. By the time we finish reading it, the 5 minutes will go. That's the time I knew the world can stop. The time didn't go. So I began to pray, Lord, this sermon, let it touch your people. I prayed. The time did not go. Because I want to share with all, and I could not look at their face. Sanctification, salvation, and holiness. Hallelujah. What was the problem? Unworthiness consciousness. Particularly when some people had already shared their experiences with you. How they got born again. They were just walking on the street, and Jesus appeared to them. Bah! And he said, be saved. See, me, I didn't see anybody. You say, but then, as I was going to my house, the Lord said to me, I've appeared to you. You are my best friend. You are my bastard. You know, and you say, me? You know, the more you hear that, and you know, you don't have such experiences. You don't know how. Then they come and share. Share what? His table. You won't go. But you see, God wants to perceive anybody's vision. I am what he says I am. I have what he says I have. I don't have to feel who I am in Christ. I know who I am in Christ. Hallelujah. You get my point? So, unworthiness. That's why someone said, pray for me. You say, I'll give you my pastor's number. Why did you say that? Praise God. Why did you say that? My pastor is a great man. That man, he has God's private number. Still died. You kept saying that because you are having an unrighteousness consciousness about yourself. Hallelujah. Those who were not born again in the four gospels, including Judas, they cast out devil. You are not born again. The devil came and said, Master, even the demons are subject to us through your name. They were not saved. They were still telling lies. Amen. Sunday. Right? Judas was stealing money but was casting out devil. I've not asked you to steal money. You get my point? But a man is not born again. He's a very child of God, like the Bible says, child of God. And then he'll now say, Lord. So he said, this person has a demon. So, I called on myself with whose blood? The blood of Jesus. To every spiritual disinfectant. Africans are Jesus. You hear cobweb, you hear spiritual spray. Also, have mercy. Say, I am not unworthy. I'm not unworthy. There is no unworthy child of God. Not one. The Bible says he has brought us holy and blameless before him in love. We are without blame. Ha ha! Hallelujah. I said we are without blame. And what he says I am. So that's one of the reasons. We said also strife. When you have strife, that when you strive with brethren in your church, you cannot minister to one another. Strife. Strife has to do with pride. Where you begin to look at your flesh to judge what others do to you or what you do to others. That hinders the flow of the Spirit of God. So we can get better. Say, I can get better. I can get better. You know, there's this song we sing. As we gather, may your Spirit come within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we give. We bless the Holy Ghost. Do it again. When did you do it the last time? But we now said, as we gather and your Spirit walks within us, as we gather and we glorify your name, knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, I now turn to my neighbor, you be blessed because I came in. You be, doesn't mean I won't be blessed. It also means I'll also be a blessing. Hallelujah. We are not needy children of God. We are blessed children of God. Hallelujah. Are you still there? So, how do I participate in a meeting? We have spoken about a believer's meeting. The most important part of your participation is the easiest of it. Your words. Every time, I've been preaching the gospel now, going to 2.5 decades. One thing I always do, I do it every time, because I grew up a very shy fellow. I mean, very shy. In my primary school, some girls just came to, they didn't harass me actually. They just told me, I heard you said this, I almost denied my father. And I was shaking literally. If you ask me to speak publicly, I'll feel you want to kill me. I mean, I just couldn't. So I grew into the work of ministry knowing who I am in Christ. That's so fundamental. So if I'm going to the pulpit, every time when I say this to people, I was amazed. Anytime I want to go to preach, anywhere, in any place, I feel jittery. Even this morning. You can't imagine it, can you? I do. Because that's how I've always been. But I just smile and use my words. I'm an able minister of the new covenant. I got the Holy Ghost working in me. Hallelujah. Power of God is working in me. Glory, glory. I say that all the time. I said it this morning. I said it just about, I preached somewhere yesterday. I said it. About when he said, we're going to call on Pastor, I was looking. Is my turn? Is my turn? And I got up. But every time I get up, I'm just bold. Because I said so. Your words are important. I will be a blessing. I will function in the gifts of the Spirit today. The sick will be healed through me today. Amen. Psalm 29 verse 9. In his temple, they say glory. In his temple, they say what? Glory. Psalm 29 9. In his temple, they say glory. Hallelujah. See, I'm effective. See how you sleep. If I say, oh God, oh God! I'm effective. No, no, thank you. No, no, thank you. We are louder on negative things. Say, I am effective.
I am effective.
Praise God. I am very effective. I am very precise. All glory. I am very precise. I'm very precise. Amen. In his temple, they say glory. They say glory. They say glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We said, the very first church meeting was the Holy Ghost meeting. Acts 2, 1 to 4. They were all in one place. So they all. That time is here now. All. That time is here now. In the body of Christ, in Nigeria, I'm sure. That time is here now. When all. Don't say all. Everybody. Oh my. Everybody. And we are all, there's no one man show. Everybody. Everybody's got the Holy Ghost. Glory to everybody. All. Including the children's church. You know, in our children's church, you know the prophets are? You know? The prophets are. They give psalms in the scripture songs. Sometimes they write a psalm for our children's church. Well, we have a camp meeting last year. They have their own Holy Ghost meeting. They're going to do the same thing this year. Children's church. You don't show them Barney. You teach them who I am in Christ. Praise God. Someone once took off his teacher in school. Then someone has a tattoo, he's going to hell. My son said, nobody goes to hell because of one dog. You only go to hell because you don't believe in Jesus. Said, who told you that? The Bible says so. Amen. So he gave his teacher this gospel. They use this gospel in their church. This gospel. The one you read to. I told the children, so teacher said, there's nothing different. Jesus at age 12, he engaged the teacher of the Lord. Children are too smart. Do we hear another J-E-S-U-S? It's making it more unreal to them. Give them the word. Tell them they can cast out devils. Praise God. Tell them they can speak in other tongues and prophesy. Glory to glory, glory. The realities of the faith. I'm what he says I am. So the very first meeting, we are all. Everybody. Every church member was full of the Holy Ghost. They spoke in tongues. They saw something. Everybody, he said. Everybody. They saw something. Everybody saw something. Everybody heard something. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Acts 13. 1 and 2. As the minister to the Lord and Father, verse 2, Acts 13. The Holy Ghost said, as a prophecy, utter, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, we can have a meeting and all of us are full of the Holy Ghost. Everybody. We can have a meeting and everybody is functioning on the same level in the things of the Spirit. I've always said, and I'm going to repeat myself, that there is no gift of the Spirit working in my life, listen carefully, that should not work in your life. Not cannot. That should not. We don't differ in the gift of the Spirit. We don't. In fact, that I'm the only one functioning in the gift of the Spirit is a proof that I'm a failure as a pastor. Because my job is to make sure that you see that you can walk in the glory of God. I got no greater right than you do. That's why we do meetings like camp meeting. Hallelujah. Don't you see it? Glory to God. I remember I was at the Believers Convention. I told the pastors, allow those who have never spoken in tongues and prophesied to minister to people. And many of them gave words of knowledge and ministered to the sick. And that was their first time ever. I said, allow those who have never. Praise God. There was a guy, he's in India. He had never functioned in the things of the Spirit. So we're talking on phone. We're chatting. He says, sir, what do I need to do? I said, nothing. Let's do it now. He said, now? I said, now. We're typing. He said, I don't have time. I'm just typing this quickly. Said, I just, so he wrote out the prophecy. Said, wow. I said, bye-bye. That's all. The reason why probably he never functioned before, or maybe he heard something. Maybe he read one book, Prepare for War. They'll tell you, if you see a pin under your table, hey! You have come. You see, they are devilish tongues. You see, is my tongue devilish? Praise God. How can you, a child of God, speak any other thing but tongues? Are you well? You shouldn't think. Don't join anybody. You see, when people are preaching and they are talking, I just laugh. They're not talking about. They say, stupid. Do you answer? If somebody calls, for example, if you are shouting, and you say, Jide, I won't answer you now. Jide, are you even tap me? Jide, Jide, I say, ah. You need to G yourself. If they say, sinner, don't, you are not that person. Unworthy, are you that kind of person? No. Say they didn't see your name in one book. What your book is that? Who has the book? Who gave them? And what he says I have. I have what he says I have. Praise God. Some guys are so scared. See, Jesus is coming in 5 minutes. People rush to the toilet. Jesus says, Father, I know. See, I don't have, if at this 5 minutes is not enough to confess everything I want to confess. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Paul says, we shall not all. You know, he said all. He said, all shall be changed. What's all? Where you enter Bible, the English words change. Past tense becomes future tense. What is all? See, you're all quiet. What's all? So when it says we shall all be changed, who are the all? Okay, let's start again. When Paul says we shall all be, who are the all? All. Who are the all? They shall all. So we shall. I know he was writing to the same church he called Cana. The same church that he called Cana. Say we shall all be changed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to you. I have no sense of unworthiness. I have no sense of unworthiness. Come on, say that like me. Say, I have no sense of unworthiness. I function in the things of the Spirit effectively. So number one, if we have a meeting, 1 Corinthians 14, quickly read this, verse 26. How is brethren when you come together? 1 Corinthians 14, 26. When you what? Huh? Can we add something to that verse? Help me, I want to add something to that verse. When you come early. Can we add that thing? How is it, brethren, when you come early? Does that help? Does it help? Oh, so you come early. So you come early. Some folks will come late to church and they become like, are you getting wedded? When you come early. Get there. If, imagine on the day of Pentecost you went for a wedding. You went for a wedding. I'll be back. You know, you are likely going to be part of those who say, what meaning is this? Come early. Get there on time. Get there on time. Get there on time. Get there on time. I hate sitting at the back. Sorry. In all my life, before I started pastoring this way, I can't recall a day I was late for service. It's like I didn't attend the service. I can't recall a day. I'll be there on time. Come early. Praise God. Come early. Also, come expectant. Come expectant. You know, I expect myself to be a blessing. What about you? I expect myself to see things in the Spirit and hear things in the Spirit. I actually expect it. What about you? What about you? Come on, what about you? I expect to receive healing also in the service. I expect to receive and also give. You must be expectant. Number two, pay attention. Paul, 1 Corinthians 14, 26. And every one of you has. You must have a consciousness of what you possess. Say, I am not without help. Say, I am not without power. I am not disadvantaged. So imagine coming into a meeting and you talk like that. I'm not without power. I'm actually capable here. Praise God. You must have that. You know, years ago, I was invited to preach 98 at the missionary conference in Port Harcourt. And the guy who invited me was on the executive. So he just said, I have someone that can share with us about evangelism and the miraculous. Because it was a missionary conference, so he just wanted me to come and add that part. So I got there by Ibisinati. You know what that means? I mean, overnight, my I think it was Cisco or something there. Then I was ready and I was going for the call. So I quickly, you know, freshened up and I got to the conference. So I had to look for the brother. Oh, you are here. So he now got me to sit with. By the time I got there, by the time I saw the robes people wore. Rain of Israel filled the temple. And I saw the kind of suit. You know, there are some suits. Then I wore some, and I looked at them. You know, don't forget, I grew up shy. So I started getting jittery. You know, that's the time that all the scriptures will just escape. You just be saying, in the book of Thomas, you know, in the book of Moses, you know. So I just tell myself, I'm what he says I am. What is it? I'm called a God. The power of the Holy Ghost works in me. So they just said, before we go into other important issues, there's a young brother here. That's me. That's enough discouragement. That I want to share quickly with us. A little bit. I smiled. I like that. So I got in. By the time I was done, and I have one message like that, it's a joker. Anyway, I put that message. He's a joker. Are you that joker? They all stood up. And of course, there was some demo. I did demo. I taught and I did. I mean, I ministered to many of them. So I was stepping down. All of them stood up. Bless you, sir. Bless you, sir. I didn't like it. It's good to do some shakara. You know, the commissioner. Who was, there was a commissioner of, Bayelsa State then, I think, yeah, that was in the service. He gave me his card. So where are you going to? I said, Asaba. I said, they put me in there. I said, I don't mind. See, this is, thank you. I liked it. I sat there, I said, from Cisco to this, Now, nice thing. You get it. But the point was, I knew what I had. Say, I have. So when you come to a believer's meeting, you have something. You have something. See, I have something. I have a psalm. What else? Read it. Come on, read it, read it. 26, verse 26. What do you have? What else 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 do you have? Well, now hold on. We're going to practice one of them now. Alright? You're not going to stand up. You and the person beside you, in 5 minutes, you use tongues and interpretation to practice what you just said. Are you ready? Let's go ahead. 5 minutes. So you do two minutes each. Two minutes each. You have. See, I have it. Now go ahead. Come on. Don't forget, if you have to lay hands, lay hands. Tongues are interpretation. Don't forget what I asked you to do. Wait, 10 seconds. Tongues, that means you minister like this. Which one of you has an accommodation issue? Which one? An accommodation issue. No. It's around this place. is not there. You are the one. See, I missed it again. You have an accommodation issue. Amen. I stand in faith with you. Amen. The doors are open unto you. And you receive favor. Yeah, favor. And so it's going to come by favor. Not by your effort. In the name of you. Amen. Praise God. You can also receive that. Every time someone around you, you can receive it for yourself. You may not be living in the kind of accommodation you want to live by now. You know, you want to change where you are. You get it? Amen. So you saw that? You saw that? Okay. By tongues and what? Without beginning of tongues. Let's go ahead. You have 4 minutes more. Healing is flowing here now. Direction. There's wisdom. Direction. Precision. Marital challenges are solved. All gone. An hormonal dysfunction is healed. An hormonal dysfunction is healed. An hormonal dysfunction just got healed. Someone's hormones just got healed. Something within the hormones has been corrected. Now, something's happening here. Exactly. Come on. Yep. An hormonal dysfunction just got corrected. As you speak with tongues, speak the interpretation. 2 more minutes. Yeah. Babado Shabaha. Pick it about Shabaha. Bring it down. Yagadon over again. The so called Uzu Zahada. Take a sus. Zubatinsu Supanda. 1 more minute. Start the round off. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. How was it? Come on, how was it? Was it refreshing? Did you bless anyone? Let me see your hand. You bless someone? And you do more of that. Amen. You know you do more of it? You do it with tens of people, hundreds of people, thousands of people. Yep, you will. You've been trying to find your purpose among things, in positions, in your career, but you were not fulfilled. You know why? Because it takes more than a career to be fulfilled. It's the gospel that defines your purpose. That's why you've not found rest. You've always found, even when you have an ambition and you reach it, you are still unfulfilled. Because that's not where your fulfillment is. Your fulfillment is seeing people born again. It's seeing them healed. Seeing them know Jesus. That's why you have been fulfilled. Amen. I said that for someone. Alright, number 4. Is it 4 or 3? You must come early. Or come early. Then 2, have a consciousness of having. 3, give. You give. See, every ministry of the Spirit is a step out of faith. You step out in faith. My first healing service, 25 years ago, the sick got more sick. It was as though I just brought sickness upon them. I lay down and say, how do you feel now? I say, it's worse. How do you feel? I say, Mugbe. You know, and it was so funny. So a man came around to the meeting. I mean, and the man asked me, why did you lay hands on them? I said, Mark 16. He said, did he ask you to lay hands on those who are demons? He said, cast out demons, lay hands on the sick. He said, how do you know that the people you laid hands on didn't have demons? Then somebody told me, he said, are you an apostle? I said, no. He said, do you know that when you lay hands on someone that has an evil spirit, it will transfer? I said, yeah. That night, I fell sick for over 1 week. Just those words, I was afraid. You know, as Peter spoke words, as Ananias and Sapphira heard those words, they died. That was what happened. He just died. I was so sick until I read a book by Charles and Francis Hunter. I was on the sick bed. I just left AKO Phoenix. And as I came down, I was still sick. Because the man was my father's classmate. So he said, that I have to sit in bed. I don't know that. And I knew it's not a bad thing. It's a demon. Demons I sent out, they came back. Do you know, as I read that book, I just got up, I'm going to heal the sick around the world. Immediately, I started a teaching conference. I was bold. Praise God. You must take the step of faith. Minister, lay hands. Some say, if I lay hands on someone and I do not receive his healing, I'll lay hands on somebody else. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's not a competition. It's an act of faith. So you must give. See, I give. I can't meet him. I give. I give. I have. And I give. What else? I receive. Glory, glory. I receive from others. As you are saying things to people, also learn to receive. I receive. See, I receive. So let's look at a few things and we'll close. When the teaching of the word is going on, make sure you listen. Many of us don't know how to listen. I was taught to listen to teaching so much that I can repeat your sermon for you. Neat. I will tell you the examples you gave. That's why when I'm taking notes, I take note of everything you are saying. I look at some folks, strong folks, and I said, how many things have you taught and you're forming big man? There is no part of the Bible that I've not preached on before. Not one part. I've been lecturing Bible school for 22 years. And so, someone is teaching. They're not doing like this. Tell them. And he doesn't know anything. You know why I always take notes? I'm not the one that wrote it. Every time you hear God's word, expect either fresh insight, fresh explanation, or fresh application. Always expect. So you listen. Jesus commended Mary in the house of Martha. Why? Because one thing was needful and she did not play with it. She sat at his feet and listened to what he was saying. Sometimes we're too busy. You're in a teaching service, you're using your phone. That's why all this using phone for Bible. Yeah? As you're using phone, you are Facebooking in church. Are you really in church? Church things. You are not listening. Pay attention. Pay attention. Listen well. Listen. Paul said to Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:2, the things you have heard of me among, 2 Timothy 2:2, among many witnesses. That means Timothy heard him well. Commit on a faithful man who shall be able to teach others. When you are in a teaching service, take notes. No noise. Stay alert. I know some of you buy buckets of chewing gum. No problem. After 30 minutes of hearing. Stay alert. Be alert. Praise God. If you are in a Christian meeting, like camp meeting, and we are praying, pray. Don't sing. Okay?
Yes!
We are singing.
No!
Pray. That's how to cooperate with the Holy Ghost. In the meeting. If we are singing, sing. Hallelujah. Are you there? If it's a healing service, hear this well. Listen carefully to this one. This is vital. When, listen to this, in Jesus' name, you didn't hear anything, hear this one. If you're in a healing service, and you have no sickness, right? Or disease, and they are ministering to the sick, you know what happens to you? The gifts of healing will be stirred up if you are alert. You hear what I just said? Don't ever join people to be a spectator. I don't do it. I don't say, see, anointing. That's stupidity. If you're in a healing service and you have no sickness, there's something to receive. The gifts of healing to be served. I don't know if you have observed, if you watch a healing service, you just want to heal the sick. That's what happens if you're in the healing service and you have no sickness and disease. How did Jesus' disciples know how to heal the sick? They saw him do it. He didn't say, Peter, bring your hand, put it there, say in Jesus' name, do it now, come out now. He didn't say it. Just by being around him. Just by being around. When you are around preachers, and I do it a lot of times, when you are around preachers, you pick up so many things just by observation. And be sensitive. So, a healing service, you don't have sickness. Also, in a healing service, you can receive healing for someone else. For someone else. Honor is very critical. In 1988, I was watching Archbishop Idausa, and I didn't like it because people have said that man that wears Agbada is designed. So I had heard it, so I had believed it somewhere in my heart. So he was speaking. Then he spoke by, it was Idausa and you. He spoke out and he mentioned that there was a young man who was sick. That was my brother. And he mentioned the state. And he mentioned the area. Because it was my own person near Ijebuode. I was surprised. Ah. I was still watching, then he mentioned the name. Forget about that man. This guy has been here. See, I should make her, and I did. And my brother got up. I wasn't the one that was sick, but I was the one paying attention. He was not the one watching it. Are you listening to what I'm saying? What did the centurion say? My servant lies at home sick of the palsy. The servant did not see Jesus, but the servant got healed. Know how to cooperate with the Holy Ghost when the gifts of healings are in operation. Are you following this? Alright, good. In the Holy Ghost meeting as well, when we are ministering to one another, make sure that you are sensitive and you are alert. You are sensitive and you are alert. You must be. Alertness is very vital. I'm closing. Alertness. You must be alert. You must be very, very alert. I like to be alert. In 1994, I think, I heard about a program organized by the Association of Independent Ministers. I just heard it on radio. It was an association, so I wasn't part of it. But I heard the man was coming by the name of Ross Patchell. He was a missionary. So I told myself I was going to go. He held the Lateran Assembly. So as I got in there, it was not an open program. So you have to register as a member of that association. So when I got to the Reverend George, I think we also were there. Reverend George was someone that influenced many of us when we were very young. So as I got there, the guy registering said, "Who did you come with?" Because he said, "Who is this guy?" I said, "I didn't come with anybody." They would say, "Ah," I said, "Please, I beg you in the name of Almighty God. Please." Say, "I won't make noise, I promise." You know why I said that? I said, "Please, oh, you registered." So I got to the meeting. I sat. So as Ross Patro was ministering, was talking about, the gospel of power, as he was ministering, he then turned to me and said, "Young man, come." I was the only one he prayed. And he began to prophesy. He said, "Are you hearing what I'm saying?" I brought out my Walkman. I said, "I'm recording everything that you're saying." I brought the Walkman because I knew someone was going to say something to me. Amen. You must be ready. Interestingly, that was Rostatro's last trip to Nigeria. I'll never forget it. He said, "Your voice will be heard." He said, "It will start like an echo, but it will be heard." He said, "I received it." I was just a young man in there. I had no color. I was ordained before, a couple of months before. So, I was ordained a reverend in 1994, October. September. But I never used it.
Amen.
Don't ever call me a leper. As I got in there, as I received, I began to worship. Thank you. Thank you. Because I was fasting. Look at me, I want you to fast. Don't say in the New Testament you don't fast. I've heard you. I won't force you. You try and fast. Hallelujah. That was best. Because I was sensitive. Praise God. Learn to prepare. There was a series where Victor Abiyemi did also 95, and then he was doing a series on ministry gifts, and I was there. All my life, I never saw myself teach. No, I'm not a teacher. But I never saw myself teach, because I used to preach a lot, and shout, and jump on chairs. You don't believe it, right? There was someone I had like that, when it was night. So it was ministry. So if you believe you have a ministry to teach in the body of Christ, come out. I didn't even think anybody was talking to me. But I was praying, dear Lord, let this man minister to me and my future. He just stopped. I reminded him this last year. So that man in black, he had to tap and say, come. I wore black. Silk. Shirt. I'll never forget. So I came. And he laid here and said, from today, the anointing to teach will start to function. It was 94. Will start to function in your ministry. I think I've been teaching since then. There's nothing that functioned in my life as a minister that I did not get in a meeting. None. Never joke with the ministry of laying on of hands. I'll say this before I close. In this ministry and myself particularly, the Lord did tell me about a special ministry of the laying on of hands that I have. Many of you know what I'm saying. I lay hands on people, supernaturally, they discover their call to ministry. That's happened across the place. Just laying hands. That's all I've done. And I know a camp meeting is going to function in a higher degree. And I'm telling you, people will leave camp meeting different. Because I'm going to lay hands on many people once again. And we trust God, something will drop big time. By the time we have 2018 camp meeting, there will be more ministers of the Word and the Spirit. The knees in the body of Christ. We're in a greater time. Praise God. And we are in a greater glory. Paul said to Timothy, he said, neglect not the gifts which was given thee by prophecy and by the laying on of hands. 1 Timothy 4:14. Stir up the gifts. 2 Timothy 1:6. Which was given thee. The laying on of my hands. Amen. Let's pray another time as we close. Pray another time. We close.